Proverbs chapter 12. He who loves correction loves knowledge, but he who hates reproof is ill-bred. A good man will obtain the Lord's goodwill, but he will condemn a scheming man. A man is not established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous will not be shaken. A virtuous wife is the crown of her husband, but she who causes shame is like rot in his bones. The thoughts of the righteous are concerned with justice, but the contrivances of the wicked are with deceit. The words of the wicked concern ambushing for blood, but the mouth of the upright will deliver them. The wicked are overthrown, and they are gone, but the house of the righteous will stand. A man is given praise according to his intelligence, but the false-hearted will be held up to contempt. One who is of low estate, but has a servant, is better than one who vaunts himself, but lacks bread. The righteous man recognizes the feelings of his cattle, but the mercies of the wicked are cruel. He who cultivates his land will have plenty of bread, but he who pursues vain things is weak-minded. The wicked man delights in the hunting net of evil men, but the root of the righteous will bear fruit. There is a snare to an evil man in the impropriety of his lips, but the righteous man will come out of adversity. A man will be satiated with good things by the fruit of his mouth, and he will bestow the reward of a man's labour on him. A fool's way is upright in his own eyes, but he who listens to advice is wise. The anger of the fool becomes known in due course, but he who conceals an ignominious situation is prudent. He who utters faithful things declares justice, but a false witness, deceit. There is one who speaks recklessly like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. A truthful lip is established in perpetuity, but a lying tongue only endures until I act all of a sudden. There is deceit in the heart of those who devise evil, but those who counsel peace will have joy. No adversity will befall the righteous man, but the wicked will be full of trouble. Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but they who act faithfully are his delight. A prudent man withholds information, but a foolish heart makes proclamations without discretion. The hand of the diligent will rule, but remissness will become tribute-bearing. Anxiety in a man's heart brings it low, but a good word makes it rejoice. The righteous man is a better guide than his neighbour, but the way of the wicked leads them astray. The remiss will not catch his prey, but a man's wealth is precious if diligently obtained. In the way of righteousness is life, and the way of this path is to immortality.